USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out. The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. Still no closer as the dead limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I still think we're far apart. It doesn't seem to be yet that they want it. It just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not talking anything serious.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress. McCarthy, President Biden, and other congressional leaders are set to meet at the White House tomorrow. Three people are dead and several others wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead. Two officers were shot. They're both listed in stable condition. Police also say there are multiple civilian casualties. 950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. President Biden took to Twitter this morning to send a message to police officers for National Police Week.
Being an officer isn't just what you do, it's who you are. You serve, protect, defend, and represent the best in all of us.
Tens of thousands of law enforcement officers are in Washington, D.C. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump isn't happy with the positive coverage Fox News is giving to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In a post to his Truth Social network today, Trump said Fox is desperately pushing DeSanctimonious, who regardless is dropping like a rock. He said Fox has become the DeSanctimonious Network, a reference to a nickname Trump has given to DeSantis. DeSantis is seen as Trump's main rival for the 2024 GOP nomination. President Biden wants states to help strengthen background checks on young buyers.
If you're under 21, the president wants to make it tougher to buy a gun. This, he feels, will help to slow the pace of mass shootings. Biden wrote in an op-ed in USA Today that he'll call for states to enact laws that give the federal background check system access to all records that could prohibit someone under 21 from purchasing a firearm. That step and other Biden proposals come on the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, when an 18-year-old gunman killed 10 black people. I'm Skip Kelly.
Consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. Total borrowing across all categories rose nearly $150 billion during the first 3 months of the year. The jump comes despite a sharp pullback in home loans due to rising mortgage rates. And Martha Stewart has become the oldest person to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. The 81-year-old graces the cover of the magazine's 2023 swimsuit issue. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.